Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Is sleep deprivation having a negative impact on surgeons' performance? New research suggests that surgeons are suffering from a lack of sleep, with their on-call shifts affecting their sleep patterns as they work long hours with little respite. Importantly, disturbed sleep has a knock-on effect on performance and reaction time. This echoes the conversation that we had yesterday on the programme when we spoke to junior doctor Dr. Laura Walsh about her relentless shift patterns and her decision to leave Ireland to work in Australia because of such difficult working conditions here. Before we speak to PhD researcher in behaviour science at the School of Medicine in Trinity College Dublin, Dale Whelehan, and on this research, let's have a listen back to what Dr. Laura Walsh told us yesterday.
There were 2 weeks where I did four 24-hour shifts. Oh, so it was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. It's obviously horrendous. I think you can imagine when you get to hour 12 and you realise you're only halfway through, is very demoralising, to say the least. You're not feeling great. You're definitely not on top form, and definitely worried about kind of your performance level and if you're going to start making mistakes. Definitely by the time you're leaving the hospital, you're worried, are you safe to drive home? And you were safe to make decisions for people's health. So.
And that's Dr. Laura Walsh, junior doctor, talking to us about her working conditions in the programme yesterday. With me now is Dale Whelehan. He's a PhD researcher in behaviour science at the School of Medicine in Trinity College Dublin. Dale, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Gormit. Thanks for having me.
Really interesting research. And I suppose, like Dr. Laura Walsh there, your research confirmed that sleep deprivation is a big issue among surgeons this time.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting study to do. And I think a lot of what Dr. Walsh was speaking about were similar kind of things that we discovered throughout our research as well.
So talk to me about your research, the main findings in. What was the standout finding?
Yeah, no problem. So we basically did a battery of different assessments on a cohort of surgeons. And we were interested in looking at their sleep and also their performance. So our main findings were that they had a baseline level of poor sleep quality, and we used EEG, which was a kind of a unique kind of objective assessment method to see how sleep deprived they were. And what we found was that our surgeons were entering into early onset sleep latency before going on call.
Mm-hmm. So you might explain early onset sleep latency for the layman, say.
No problem. Basically, early on sleep latency is an indicator that we use within sleep science to give an indicator of how sleepy a person might be. Mm-hmm. So the average person typically takes about 10 to 15 minutes to fall asleep into the first stage of sleep. Our surgeons were falling in at 6 minutes, which really was indicative of some sort of sleep-related issue.
Okay.
So when we did...
Excuse me for cutting across here. It just shows how tired they are, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good indicator and marker of how sleepy they are. And that was most interesting. That was before they were going on call. So that was technically their rested state. We measured them then 24 hours later at the same time, and they were falling asleep much earlier. The average time was actually 164 seconds. So the role of on call was actually, I suppose, exacerbating that level of sleepiness.
Wow, less than 3 minutes it was taking them to fall asleep after they did their shift. Does this affect performance then, the sleepier they get?
Yeah, so we looked at their performance as well, and we broke it into two different components. We wanted to look at their kind of surgical skills, and we wanted to look at their cognition, kind of all the reaction time and stuff like that. And what we found was that they had an increased reaction time, and they had an increase in kind of lapses within their attention. So they were more likely to have a lapse in missing something, say. But that was a battery for cognitive performance. When we looked then at their surgical skill, that was relatively well preserved. There wasn't any sort of diminished performance noted, except for as tasks are perhaps more complex and more demanding for them cognitively.
So they if they're doing complex or long a type of surgery that takes hours upon hours, I suppose the surgeon would be cognizant of that and would rest up the day before. That's probably the practice. Or is it, do you know?
There's a lot of variability with regards to the different performance strategies for our surgeons. What was interesting was that obviously they were quite sleepy before coming on call. And I suppose, as Dr. Walsh was saying, it's the regularity of on call that they're completing that makes it difficult for them to get sufficient rest in the first place.
Okay. And it's the kind of sleep, the quality of sleep then they're getting, not just the duration of sleep, that's the difficulty here. Is that right, Dale?
Absolutely. So we found our surgeons on average were sleeping 6.6 hours across a 7-day week. But that varied quite a lot. So some days they were actually getting 10 hours. Maybe that was the day after being on call and being up for quite a long time. But other days they were coming in at, say, 5 or 4 or even 3 if they were on call, or even less. So that was interesting from that perspective.
I'd love to know from listeners, 51551, if this surprises them, if they were laying on a theatre bed awaiting surgery and the surgeon has the scalpel in his hand or her hand, and the patient, imagine if they knew that the surgeon, if he lay down, that he or she could be asleep within 3 minutes. That is a frightening statistic, is it not?
Well, these are unique findings, I suppose. It's not unknown that our healthcare professionals, in particular our colleagues in medicine and nursing, do on-call work quite regularly. A lot of the research within kind of sleep and performance would indicate that performance is diminished. And I think we need to focus our conversations on how can we actually improve performance in healthcare workers going forward.
And do you make recommendations, or do you just make these findings? Do you show how a lack of sleep is affecting surgeons?
Well, my whole PhD has been focused on this, so I definitely have some thoughts. With regards to the kind of the way that we currently provide on-call models in Ireland, we have 26 public hospital emergency departments for a population of about 5 million people. When we compare that to, say, our colleagues over in the UK, they have 14 hospitals running for the same population number.
Well, do you know what? So, I think you've set up the conversation nicely for our conversation with Rob Landers, who's Vice President of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association. We'll talk to him about waiting lists, but I think we're going to touch on this a little bit as well. But it's fascinating research. Dale Whelehan, PhD researcher in behaviour science at the School of Medicine. I think you've got an awful lot of people thinking and talking. 51551. Dale, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks so much.